Let us pray. O God, your word is more precious than fine gold and sweeter than purest honey. We have read your scripture and now proclaim your word. Send your Holy Spirit to infuse your word with truth and grace, so that the good news of your love would shine before our eyes and delight our senses, so that we cannot help but respond with wonder, with faith, and with trust. Amen. Amen. To center us this morning, I'm going to lift up the 48th verse this morning of our text, the 10th chapter of Mark. And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the man who was blind, saying to him, "Take courage, stand up, he is calling you." And that is from the North American, a New American Standard Bible. So, wait, there's more. Well, this summer, I was blessed with the opportunity to visit my uncle in Knoxville, Tennessee. My uncle is a consummate and extravagant host. So he promised us an opportunity to be able to try out his new virtual reality gaming system and his immunity building ginger beverage that was so delicious that I would want to drink it every day. And upon my arrival, we caught up on old times and the things that we have missed since not being able to gather with one another. And of course, we tried out the Xbox, and I did not know what to expect of it, but needless to say, that virtual reality golfing and bowling left me with a sweat, to say the least. But then, after that was complete, we thought that it was time to go, or the evening was going to wind down. But then my uncle says, "Wait, there's more." And to our pleasant surprise, he took us on a tour of the grounds of his new residence where he lives. We thought it was done, and we were just going to wind down. But then he said, "But wait, there is more." And immediately he pulled out a video. He said, "Hey, Tadarnisa, do you want to see Eric when he was younger? I got a nice video of him out of nowhere." And needless to say, in that moment, my eyes started to tighten up a little bit. And blood pressure started to rise a little bit. And it turned out, I didn't know what he was going to show from my childhood, if I was running around with my pants down or what. Well, I would never do such a thing, but I want to be very, very clear. I would never do such a thing and have not done such a thing as a child and never plan on doing that as an adult. But it's an example of an embarrassing moment. And he showed a video, happened to show a video of my 80th birthday celebration for my grandmother. And that was a joyous, joyous occasion where I got to serve as master of ceremony for that. But then after that was done, we thought that we were going to wind down a little bit and relax and maybe prepare ourselves to transition to rest. And he said, "Wait. There's more." And this concept, "there is more," perfectly captures the essence of our text. When this text now is commonly preached about Bartimaeus, usually it is told from the perspective of Bartimaeus' healing. You know, we hear about how Bartimaeus was healed and He was persistent, and so on and so on and so on. But this morning we will venture like the Robert Frost poem and journey down the road not taken so often, and we'll explore the question of what does Bartimaeus, the crowd, and Jesus show us about the nature of faith this morning. So first, let's start our journey by spending a little time sitting on the side of the road with Bartimaeus for a little bit. So we meet Bartimaeus, and he is on the side of the road. And this road, beloved, is no ordinary road. It is the road that leads from Jericho to Jerusalem. And the road that leads from Jericho to Jerusalem is a road that is not safe. Robbers would often look to rob people coming in and out of Jerusalem because Jerusalem was the capital. So the assumption was that if you were going to Jerusalem, you had resources. And not only was it not safe because of robbers, that's not all. Also, there were animals, predators, carnivores, such as the equivalent of coyotes and other predators that would or possibly could attack or look for their meal in the form of a human being or another animal on the Jericho road. And this road was also a road where impoverished people would spend time seeking charity because they could barely survive. And as you can imagine, their lives were at risk every time they sat or stood on the Jericho road. But this character before us today, Bartimaeus, who we meet on this road, takes a risk because Bartimaeus has heard about Jesus. And Jesus was understood by many to either be the Messiah, and some thought he was just this spiritual or religious folk healer, and in the very worst and very least was labeled a rabble-rouser. And we don't know what brought Bartimaeus to the side of the Jericho road, because Bartimaeus knew Jesus was passing through. On the other hand, it could have been that Bartimaeus was present because Bartimaeus was seeking help to be able to have dinner. What we do know is that Bartimaeus cries out from the side of the road. And he cries out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." But this cry that Bartimaeus offers is not just some sad or pitiful cry out, if you will. Really, according to biblical scholar John J. Piltrow, Bartimaeus was saying when asking Jesus for mercy was a lot different than how we interpret mercy. Mercy in the ancient Palestinian world was associated with religious discourse that was essentially expressing that when you ask for mercy, what you are saying is, essentially what Bartimaeus said was, "Jesus, give me my healing." And the most pristine example, image, that encapsulates the attitude of Bartimaeus was that Bartimaeus staged a one-person protest on the side of the road for his healing. And when you think about it, we cannot blame Bartimaeus for this. He's been marginalized, living in abject poverty, because Bartimaeus is physically blind and he's been politically, socially, and economically disenfranchised. So Bartimaeus has absolutely nothing to lose and really takes a gamble by confronting Jesus and saying, "Jesus, give me my healing." Now, I want us to change positions for a little bit as we explore the nature of faith as it relates to this text. Now, let's spend a little bit of time with the crowd. The crowd, too, has heard about Jesus. But the good old adage about a congregational church that's been told to me plenty of times is that if you have a membership of 900 members, then there's a good chance you have 900 different perspectives on any given matter. And so it is with the crowd. There are some who are there because they support Jesus and believe in the fullness of Jesus' ministry, that Jesus is the Messiah that was sent by God. But then there were some who heard about Jesus as a folk healer and wanted to see what this was all about. But then the next group are those who were there just to be part of the crowd. Kind of like in grade school. Remember how it goes? We'd see a melee outside, or someone might see a crowd outside, and you just want to know what's going on, so you naturally just walk over. But Mark, though, is careful to tell us, though, that some folks in the crowd, not all, tell Bartimaeus to be quiet. And it's very clear that this reaction to Bartimaeus demonstrates that this faction in the crowd does not understand the purpose of Jesus' ministry. Would you disagree with me this morning? No. And what it shows, though, is that blindness is not just physical, but rather there are individuals who cannot physically see, but can actually see a whole lot more better than people who have eyesight. For that crowd, that section, that faction of the crowd demonstrates who really is blind in the text when they tell him, "Be quiet." For if they understood the nature and purpose of Jesus' ministry, they would get out the way or even help Bartimaeus to be as close to Jesus as they possibly could. But this, beloved, did not stop our Bartimaeus in this text. And Bartimaeus, instead of being afraid that he was going to lose out on some loose change from the crowd that was there, had courage and said, even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And when Jesus acknowledges Bartimaeus, there is a radical shift in the attitude of the crowd. Notice what happens to the crowd. They go from saying, "Be quiet," to now saying, "Take courage." Some translations say, "Take cheer. Jesus is calling you." And then Jesus embodies all that Jesus taught, and Jesus acknowledges and knows Bartimaeus, just how God notices and cares for us. And Jesus leans in like a servant and asks, "What can I do for you?" There was no transaction, no bargaining, no litmus test, no looking at how long have you been a member of this crowd, no question about how much do you give. But Jesus looked at him for God's beloved creation and restored his eyesight. And Jesus says, "Bartimaeus' faith has made him well." And then Mark finishes the story by telling us that Bartimaeus did not go back to the side of the road, but Bartimaeus did not follow the crowd wherever it may have dispersed to. No, we are told that Bartimaeus immediately regains his sight and follows Jesus all the way. And Bartimaeus becomes part of the movement to bring the kingdom of God to earth, to usher in the world with Jesus in a new way of being, to build a just world for all that's founded upon God's love. And thank you for journeying with me as we had the view from the side of the road and then a view from the crowd. And now, what does this tell us about faith? I did not forget our $64 million question this morning. What this tells us about faith is that faith is more than optimism. Faith is more than just staying positive as possibly as I can, and then maybe things will get better. Notice Bartimaeus and the crowd all reach a pit stop on their journey. Bartimaeus and the crowd are only curious and hopeful about Jesus. But in this moment, they are given a new perspective. A new perspective. An understanding about Jesus is revealed in a way that was never revealed to them before. They had a change in perspective. And faith, beloved, is more than just optimism, more than just encouragement. But it is embodied through this text by showing us what faith really is that when we think we have read the last period in the story and we think that it is time to close the book, we can have the courage to turn the page and walk into a new chapter with all of its unknowns. Faith is what we do because of what we know about God through Jesus Christ. And theologian Friedrich Buechner sums it up the absolute best, that faith is better understood as a verb than as a noun, as a process than as a possession. It is on again, it is off again, rather than once for all. Faith is not being sure where you're going, but going anyway. A journey without maps. Something I've heard about, especially in thinking about what does this mean for us today as we sit in this pew or we sit on our couch, sit in our car, or walk down the street, worshiping. That in every sphere of life I hear, people are so exhausted and patience is so thin. And I say in these times, what this text shows us is that when the gas in the fuel tank feels like it's on empty and we, beloved, cannot go any further, in these times when we just want to draw a line in the sand and say, this is how it's going to be, my way or the highway, and resign ourselves to stay on the side of the road in these times that look so different, it is faith that can fuel us and keep us going, because in Christ, through faith, we are opened to the possibility of wait, there is more. The work of following Jesus to bring God's transforming justice and love into the world is something that you and I remain a part of. Even when times change, even when doors close, there is a purpose for you and I. A purpose to walk into new beginnings, where we too can turn the page and discover joy once again, so we can be filled and live into our call to fill others. The faction in the crowd that did not understand Jesus and Jesus' mission went from being cold to compassionate. Bartimaeus went from hearing about Jesus to experiencing Jesus, receiving an epiphany about Jesus and becoming part of the movement to bring the kingdom of God to earth. So for us, when we are resigned to stay on the Jericho road and just remain as we are, it is faith that can lead us to say, wait, there is more. Amen.